Now, for a couple of years, wasn't it one point in your career, Art Lewis, you spent a little time in Oregon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever hear the tale about Oregon's exploding whale?
No, can't say that I have.
Oh, well,
okay.
I hadn't either, but apparently a town in England, of all places, knew about the tale. The Doncaster Council is sharing the tale of a sperm whale that died and washed ashore near the city of Florence, Oregon, in November of 1970, mind you, where officials attempted to blow up the 45-foot, 8-ton mammal, a plan that, according to news reports from that time, went horribly wrong. Again, this town in New England is using this as an example of making sure that you social distance. So here's what happened. The Oregon State Highway Department decided to blow up the whale, believing that seagulls and other scavengers would then clean up all the remains.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They decided to use 20 cases of dynamite.
How many?
20 cases to disintegrate the mammal. A military veteran, mind you, at the scene reportedly warned officials against using so much dynamite. Officials in charge admitted they weren't sure how much would be enough, so they went to playing with the head anyway. A military person says, don't do this. Ah! 20 cases of dynamite. Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
A large crowd of spectators was on hand.
Oh, no.
Officials moved the onlookers back about a quarter mile for safety and then set off the dynamite. According to a TV reporter who said at the time, the blast blasted blubber beyond all believable bounds. The onlookers were covered in a downpour of whale blubber. Pieces soared, and a large chunk even crushed the roof of a car. Nobody was hurt because nobody was in the car at the time. So the council, now going back to the tie-in to the council, by the way, not only was everyone covered in blubber, but the whale largely remained intact. Scavengers wouldn't touch the carcass, and officials spent the rest of the day burying the whale on the beach. Back to the Doncaster City Council, who said, when you ignore expert advice, again, the military man, and you act like an idiot, you cover everyone else with decaying whale blubber. In this case, they're saying, stay indoors, stay safe, cover yourself with a mask, or you're going to spread everybody out with coronas. The problem hadn't gone away, said the council. Now there's thousands of bits of problems spread for miles around. Sometimes it's just better to sit at home and do nothing than go outside and do something ridiculous. That was the point the city council was making using the exploding whale story from Oregon back from November of 1970.
Sounds like a WKRP plot that went
wrong.
It does.
Is that hilarious?
Nothing but a lot of blubber to me.
I'm surprised. I would think that were you ever near the town of Florence when you were out in Oregon?
Yeah, weren't far.
And they don't have
the
like
coast.
They don't have like a big sign or anything commemorating this event?
I never went through Florence. I don't know. I don't remember it. Let's put it that way.
Now, you mentioned, a WKRP episode. What it reminds me of when I heard about this explosion that went horribly wrong.
Oh, the records?
I think of Disco Demolition.
Yeah.
At Comiskey Park when they decided to blow up the disco records in center field and went horribly wrong, and the fans streamed out, and the second game had to be forfeited because the Tigers participated in that game.
The field was a mess.
Oh, my gosh. So there you go. But, yeah, the exploding whale tale. I'm trying to imagine. Imagine being a quarter mile away and suddenly realize that whale blubber.
Well, not with 20 cases of dynamite, I'd expect it.
and the fact that the seagulls and other scavengers wouldn't touch it. That was,
right. I mean, yeah, right.
How bad did it have to be? Can you imagine the smell, too, that had to probably be emanating? My goodness. Well, anyway, we'll put up the podcast segment and a link to this story, too, in case you'd like to relive the moment of organs exploding.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Well, I guess my day's going.
I am so glad I left my meeting for that story.
See, my day can only go so well, right? Because as long as I'm not going to get hit by whale blubber.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's the lowest of the low right there.
There you go. You know your day is going bad when you've got to scrape whale blubber off your body.